Because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Hello, liberty-loving friends, movers and shakers. So glad to be hanging out with you on this Saturday. I'm Stacy Ann, and we're here to bring you encouragement, certainly a bit of education. We want you to be engaged and have information so you can be empowered to make a change in your local community. And as I've said before, when we do it on the local level, it can trickle up, right, and make an impact on the national level. And we're going to get into some things that we're dealing with on the national level here in just a little bit. And I've got a mover and shaker in the studio today that is going to encourage you, I know of it, and give you ways to get involved. But first, I want to say thank you to Rebecca Donaldson for being a show sponsor. Rebecca knows real estate. She was voted the best broker of the Willamette Valley. If you're thinking about buying or selling, or you know someone who is, let them know about Rebecca. Give them a call, 503-269-0747, or go to RebeccaScottHouses.com. Well, we're going to continue the conversation today, talking a little bit of how we can make a difference on the national scene. And it all starts with getting engaged locally. And of course, I've shared this with you before. When I had an opportunity last summer in the Black Hills of South Dakota, I had a chance to sit in on a meeting with Sidney Powell. And Sidney Powell talked about voter integrity, voter election, kind of talked through some of the things that they discovered in all of their investigative reporting as far as what happened with 2020, right? And so many of us had worked so hard and we were disappointed at the outcome on many levels, right? And Sidney said it's going to make a difference, those who get involved at the local level. And so many of you have rolled up your sleeves, you're getting involved in various committees, you're getting engaged at the school board level, even so much so that they're taking note at the national level, right, and wanting to enforce, you know, these parents who are acting out at school board meetings. It's just really kind of interesting to see that we've gotten their attention. And one of the areas I think is so incredibly important here in Oregon is that we pay attention to what's going on at the national level and what our long time, I call them, they got Potomac fever, entrenched politicians, Democrats in D.C. that are doing that we often don't know. And it's time that we have some new elected blood in D.C. And I'm so excited to reintroduce to you a friend of mine. And she's been a blessing the several years now, almost 2 years that I have been in Oregon. She has been just a bright light in my day-to-day life. And I'm so excited to watch her as she campaigns. Jo Rae Perkins is running for Senate. Good afternoon, almost afternoon. It's morning still. Got another hour yet, but welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stacy Ann. I'm so blessed to be here again.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting. We've shared before, and when I had Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann, we talked a lot about the call.
Yes.
You know, and saying yes to running. It's not for the weak of heart to run an election and then to not win and then run again. Talk to me a little bit about that process for you. We really haven't had any studio time since. It's almost been a year now.
Right.
A year, right? The fourth would
yes.
have been a year. Talk to me a little bit about that process to decide to run again.
Well, when I answered the call and the Lord said, go, you know, plan on doing this, it was like, what? Okay. In 2018, when I ran for a congressional district seat and I didn't win the primary, that night I went, I'm done. And my supporters that were there, they were shocked. Well, the next morning I woke up and I went, Jo Rae, God didn't tell you you're done. You're not done. You keep going.
Mm.
So I pulled my boots back on and jumped on that horse and kept on going. And so fast forward to November 3rd of 2020, within 2 minutes, we had the results.
Mm. Which is makes
question
me
mark
my
on
head.
That? Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't go into all the details throughout the next 17 days after that, but it was interesting to see the numbers fluctuating. But I sat and I analyzed everything, and at the end of January, turned right around and filed again. But God didn't, I had to do my check-in with the Lord, okay?
Right.
What's going on? What do I do? And so I think it was like the 31st of January, I turned around and filed against Ron Wyden. I was, well, apparently they wanted to keep Merkley, so that's fine. We'll just go after Ron Wyden, not a problem.
And let's go into that a little bit, because Senator Wyden has been in for a few years, huh?
He's 90-something. I've lost track.
Oh, my goodness. So he is entrenched, I would just call it for what it is. And there is a big movement to replace those who are like almost fixtures themselves, right, in the system. And it's important that we get some new people in there. When you're out and about talking to people about running and the issues at hand, what are you hearing the most that people are concerned about?
The number one top of the list is election integrity, by far. People are concerned. They want to know, if I vote, is my vote going to be really counted the way that I voted? Mm-hmm. Is the whole vote counted? Or are they going to, some of the rumors that we've heard out there, shave off some of that vote and give it to the opponent? They want to know. And so I have already signed on saying that I would join an elections integrity caucus as a U.S. senator. To my knowledge, I'm the only one that's Republican nominee or candidate that has said that. We need to know that our votes count without question. This is the United States of America. We should never have to question the integrity of our voting system. So that's number one. Number two is the borders.
Yes. Secure our borders.
Secure our borders.
And I couldn't agree more from what I'm hearing in my position here in the radio. These are issues. They're safety, security, integrity, making sure that they can't, their vote does count is exactly right. Now, for our listeners, there's several people, because of what happened in 2020, that have gotten engaged in the process of Never Have. People that I'm talking to on the phone or are emailing me and saying, I've not been political. In fact, I'm a non-affiliated voter. I'm not even registered one party or the next, and I don't even know how this really works. Can you enlighten me? And so the beauty of this program is we're a teaching program, too, so we can say, this is how it works in the Republican, how the process works. So you say, I'm going to run for Senate, right? You make your declaration, you file all your paperwork, you start putting your people together, your team, your volunteers, all of that. Now, we have two senators for the whole state of Oregon, right? That's part of how our democracy, our republic was set up by our founding fathers, that every state would have two representatives in the form of senators, right? And so this is important, and then these elections are every 6 years, correct?
So
in Oregon?
A U.S. senator has their seat for 6 years.
6 years.
And so one-third of the U.S. Senate is up for election every election cycle, every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
On the even-year election cycle. So every state will have their senators running back-to-back, just because the way that
it works. Okay. And so you've said yes. Now you are in what's called primary season, right? On the Republican side. And I think it's probably similar on the Democrat side and some of the other parties. And so in the Republican side, all of these candidates who are saying, I'm going to run, right, for Senate. Now you're in campaign right now, even though down the road it's against Wyden. I mean, that's ultimately.
Correct.
But you're kind of getting familiar with the other Republicans because you want the party nomination. You want Republicans to vote for you. Talk to me a little bit about people that haven't been involved very, very much. Why should they be a Republican in your mind?
If your values are anchored in God, that is huge. Our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, mentions God by several different names. Providence, for one. We don't think about this because this is the way that we talk. We have to go back to Old English, to understand this. Number two, if you support life, if you are a pro-life person, that's on the Republican platform. If you believe in lesser government, that's on the Republican platform. If you believe that treaties and agreements made with foreign nations must not put us at a disadvantage. That's on the Republican platform.
Yes.
election integrity is on the Republican platform, taking care of our seniors, taking care of our veterans. The list goes on. In fact, people can go to the Oregon Republican Party website, oregon.gop, and you can see they don't have the brand new 2021 platform up yet, but you can see the 2019 as of 2 days ago. It was still there. And you can see what we stand for. We did some tweaks a few weeks ago, but gist of it's the same.
And what I want to encourage folks, what you may or may not know, is if you sign up and register to vote and you sign up to be a Republican, you can start getting involved in your local county. You get involved, like here in Marion County, we have the third, I want to say like the third Thursday of the month is when the Marion County Party meets in the evening. It's open to come, and you can be a precinct committee person. You can sign up to be one or be voted as one, right?
Well, after, you have to be a registered Republican for 180 days.
Okay, gotcha.
First, so, and then there's another provision, and I'm not 100% clear on it, something about living in the county for 200 and something days. It's really weird. That was a new change done a couple years ago.
Okay.
But you can still volunteer.
Yes.
You can still go to events. And the other important thing is that as a non-affiliated voter, when you get, if you are a non-affiliated voter, come the May primary, the only people you're going to see on your ballot are judges.
Right.
Because they're nonpartisan. You will not have any partisan candidates at all.
Yes.
There'll be nobody there.
Well, and if you want more of the same, you know, you're just going to keep doing more of the same.
Yes.
And I encourage people to really look and evaluate what is important to you, your values. And look at the Republican platform. Look at the Democrat platform and see what lines up with your value system. And for me and my household, the values that are within the Republican Party line up with my values. And then from there, the next step is get engaged, get in process. Now, maybe you've been a registered Republican, but just haven't been very involved. And I encourage you, there's a huge need for precinct committee people in each of the counties and each of the precincts that help get engaged, help turn out the vote, help get, in a sense, it's the, again, what Sidney Powell says, get to the local level.
Yes.
Be as involved as you can at the local level, at your precinct committee, in your county, and also your school board, as we know, and your commission.
Huge.
So we need to ramp up that involvement. And by doing so, then when we have these national elections for a Senate and Congress, the groundwork is already done. We know where the people are, where the help is, where the help's coming from. And I always found someone volunteering their time and willing to show up invaluable compared. It's easy just to maybe throw $10, $25, $30, which you need the cash too.
Right.
That certainly helps when it comes to advertising and some of the things at the end, the big push at the end right before election time. But it's important that we volunteer now and make that a priority and get engaged in the process.
It is important. One of the things that we hear is people go, I don't want anything to do with politics. Well, that's great, except for, see, politics has everything to do with you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you are looking at your faucet in your kitchen. What's the water flow? What's the water flow from your water heater? How about your toilet?
Which
President Trump joked, you know, laughed about that.
Right.
What about your light bulbs? And all of a sudden, we couldn't get incandescent light bulbs. We had to get this fluorocarbon light bulbs that if they broke, you need to have a hazmat team come in and clean it up. And if you read the label, that's what it said. So politics is in every single part of your life. Maybe your dreams are the only area that politics doesn't get involved. But everything else that you do is political.
And if you don't think it's affecting your day-to-day life, just try to fill up that vehicle at the gas tank. Everything that we're seeing economically, going to the grocery store, I don't know, friends, if you're like me, I tend to buy the same things week after week, and I cannot believe how much of a jump things have gone up in the last 4 or 5 months. And so, yes, politics does have an effect. And so either you're going to be at the table or you're going to be on the table.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, and one of the things on the prices that have gone up and housing. So we've been doing some construction in our master bathroom. A year ago, a 8 foot 2 by 4 was less than $2.
Right.
The last time that I bought one, which has been a couple months now, it was $16.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to continue the conversation after that. And friends, I know you're feeling the pinch. I'm feeling it. And we can still be a part of the solution. We're going to continue the conversation with Joe Ray Perkins after this. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann. We'll be back.
We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacey
Ann. Hello, Movers and Shakers, liberty-loving friends. I'm Stacey Ann. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I want to give you a heads up on some things that are coming right around the corner. Of course, I want to encourage you, if you have a community calendar event, something going on in your church, nonprofit, maybe an outreach of some sort, let us know. Send us an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We'll put that on the community calendar. Coming up on the 13th of November at noon, from noon to 4, is the Let Freedom March gathering. It's a rally and a march going to take place right at the Capitol here in Salem. This is what it says. It says, join us November 13th to stand for our freedom at the Oregon State Capitol. There is power in numbers. Together, we have more influence. The vote is currently being taken from the people. This rally and march is to stand for our civil rights that guarantee us equal social opportunities and protection under the law, regardless of race, religion, or other characteristics. It's time for the church to take a stand for the people and be the voice. Together, the church will rally at the Capitol along with other freedom-loving groups at 12 noon and then march together to take a stand. So that's at the Capitol Mall. Between 2 and 3, the march will take place. And so it's going to be a wonderful time. If you want more information, send an email, 2021FWO@gmail.com. That's 2021FWO@gmail.com. Or you can go to find out more information at theriverandw.com. Give them a call, 385-8721, for more information. So that's something that's exciting. And, you know, over the last 21 months or so, Joe Ray, we've seen all kinds of rallies at the Capitol. We've seen all kinds of people gather together and come against the injustice of taking our rights away. And 21 months ago, who would have ever thought that we would be under the kinds of constraints that we are here still in Oregon in regards to, you, if you don't do this, you have no liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. And if you don't have the jab, if you don't wear the mask, if you don't this or that, it's so much control, so much discrimination, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's outrageous. My husband and I were just down in Southern California for his high school reunion, and on their doors of the businesses in Orange County, it says, for most places, it says, as per whoever they're in the state, probably the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Masks required if you've not been vaccinated.
Oh.
But nobody's asking.
Right.
And I don't mask.
Mm.
So I identify as being vaccinated because, yes, I had vaccines when I was younger.
Oh. Well, and I have this thing called Nunya.
Nunya
business.
Nunya business. That's it.
Nunya.
Yep. And nobody challenged it. Nobody says, oh, you have to. Now there's a couple places that, and we didn't go to one of the places, but
and we vote with our feet,
yeah,
and that's what I think a lot of people are getting to, and what we found. In fact, I have this clip. If anybody's interested, I'd email it to you. But it's a clip at the Salem Chamber of Commerce recently, a Zoom meeting where OSHA is talking to business owners, and basically, because of a court case that got thrown out, my friend Shannon, they threw it out of court because there's no law. It's
nope.
Just a written suggestion. Basically, and it was thrown out that basically OSHA cannot get after businesses for not enforcing people to wear masks. So you do see the signs. They have to post the signs. They're posting the signs, and they're doing their part. But it's changed so much. And I know I go into Winco, gone to Fred Meyer's, I've gone into Old Navy, I've gone into all of these businesses, mm-hmm, without a mask.
Yep.
No one says, and I don't even get the customers giving me evil eye, or stink eye, I guess is what Terry calls it. I don't even get that anymore. I just go about doing doing our business. Yeah. The sad part is, Joe Ray, and I know you're a lot like me, you're very people-centered. And it just feels like people are just wanting to get in and get out and do their thing. And
I find myself not even wanting to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm now a reformed shopaholic. So there's some good things for me. There's more money in the bank account because I'm not shopping.
Well, yeah, there's a ripple effect in our economy. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
For them to say. And then we have this challenge with our supply chain.
Yes.
You know, and this is something, again, we say, oh, politics, I don't want to get involved with politics. Well, if you don't get involved, they'll get involved on your behalf.
Yep.
And so, again, I'd rather be a part of that conversation than have it done for us. So, so what is your thoughts on this whole supply chain thing?
Well, having just been in California, one of my husband's classmates is an attorney, works for the Port Authority down in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting. He was sharing with us about the supply chain and the ships and the very thin margin that they have between workers and ships coming in and out. And if there's not enough workers there, which is in with 20-plus thousand containers on them, so they're sitting out there, hundreds of them, over 100, so I don't want to exaggerate too much, more than 100, sitting out in the ocean with salt air coming in.
Wow.
We don't know what kind of damage
condition
it's going to do.
They're going to be in, yes.
But, you know, a lot of our food is now, which is done, we send the raw materials offshore to some other country, and then it comes back as processed, great, and so it's sitting there. So we're looking at this, and based on what he said, it's not going to get better in the short run, because, again, prior to all of this, vax mandates and workers going walking, it was a very fine
touch and go
line.
Anyway,
yes.
And now all of this, and then you add on top of that all the EPA environmental things and regulations on the trucks hauling these containers back and forth. I've been alerted to some of that as well. It's more than just, it's politics is what it is, and we've heard that farmers are being told or being paid not to produce what they're normally doing, and they're like, I mean, just the humanity of it all. If we're paid to sit at home, hello, you know, for so long, then how motivated are we to go back to work and for less money?
Two quick thoughts. One is there's a movie that people should watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned it here before, called TOO, Live, LIVE.
Okay.
It is a movie in Chinese with subtext on it.
Oh.
Find that movie. It is about the Cultural Revolution.
And is it something on like Netflix or on
Amazon?
Amazon?
I've had a hard time finding it.
Okay.
So I watched it for free 10 years ago. It is riveting. And so it's about the Cultural Revolution in China and really worth the watch. Second thought that I have with the supply chain, there's a nice little story in the Bible that talks about the 10 virgins.
Oh, yes.
You had the 5 wise virgins that had their oil waiting for the bridegroom, and they told the other 5, get your oil and store up because you don't know when the bridegroom is coming. You need to be prepared.
Right.
And, of course, when the bridegroom comes, the 5 unwise virgins are going, share with us. They're going, we can't. We need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take a look at where we are today. I'm not a person who believes in panic. I trust God. But he also gives us stories. Pay attention where we are. Look at the grocery shelves. Store up.
Be prepared.
Make sure you have enough water for a month for every person in your household. Make sure you've got at least 30 days of food in your household.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared. Make sure you've got an alternative heat source. If you don't, go online, learn how to do it. Same with cooking. Have, you know, get some propane so that you can at least cook on a barbecue. You can do all kinds of things on a barbecue.
Oh, yes. We learned that even with the power outage, with the ice storm that we had in February.
Yeah.
You know, what the alternative ways to stay warm and eat and all of that when you have no power.
They are expecting some rolling power outages here in Oregon. That's what I'm hearing rumblings of. So be prepared. Don't be in panic. Mm-hmm. Don't be in fear. Trust God. Be wise.
Oh, I love that. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Joe Ray Perkins running for Senate. So excited to have her running again here in Oregon. We'll be back after this.
We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Hello, movers and shakers, liberty-loving friends. I'm Stacy Ann. I want to encourage you as go to Northwest Observer, northwestobserver.com. They have some fantastic articles of what's happening in Oregon, kind of giving us the inside scoop of what's going on. And you know, a couple weeks ago, they featured an article about what happened up at the Portland Public School Board meeting where they adjourned in like 29 seconds because no one wanted to wear the mask, right? So things like this, you're hearing kind of grassroots ground game things going on through Northwest Observer and in Oregon in ways that we can get engaged. So I encourage you to stay plugged in. We're continuing the conversation today with Joerae Perkins. She's running for Senate, and you may be familiar with her name because she ran last time. And of course, 2020, we're at that 1 year mark. Joerae from 2020 last year, when we were really hope filled that we could see some changes at the local, state, and national level. And boy, things have been so upended. Everything that we thought 2 years ago about life has just changed from our kitchen table to how we go to work to how we go to school. Everything has just been rearranged and trying to find whatever normal is. About the time you're in a routine, it changes again, right? So what are you doing to stay grounded?
Trusting God. Mm-hmm. If I didn't, I would probably be going a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. I get frustrated. I get frustrated when I see the compliance of so many people. It's like, stand up. This is Marxism. Understand what you are doing. Understand how quickly you complied. They understand that people don't want to cause a scene. I get it. Mm-hmm. Had we a year and a half ago, when they said, oh, well, just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and then 2 weeks became 2 months, and 2 months became 6 months, and mm-hmm. here we are.
Yes. Right? 2 years later.
Down the road, and people are wearing the masks. The kids are wearing the masks. These are causing major health issues, psychological damage to our children. Kids are not learning little babies are not learning social norms, they're not learning facial expressions, they're missing all of that.
And they're not learning trust. I've witnessed this in my grandchildren in public, how to read people, how to even behave in a public situation. There's things that you miss, you know, they're delayed in many areas, let alone here in our school systems. Now there's no requirements to graduate.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything has been upended and changed. And I liked what you had said earlier about how important it is that we take a stand, and that we stand, and that we are peaceful, non-complying.
Yeah.
And it's not a law. It's not a law. These are our suggestions and bully tactics to influence people. And again, just like you said, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, then it turns into 2 months. Also, we were hearing, oh, just put the mask on. It'll be over soon. Just comply. If you weren't standing up against the mask, but we wouldn't be where we're at. Now it's just get the jab. Just get the jab.
And they're threatening people.
Mm.
They're threatening, and I haven't gotten through the video. I need to start it over again because I was traveling last week when I was trying to watch the video, where questions in the Senate about telling people, trying to propose possibly, that if you don't get the jab, you might not get your Social Security and your Medicare. Excuse me?
This is
wrong, and we need to stand up. It is vital that we stand up. We have the right to stand up. The First Amendment says you have the right to peacefully protest. You also have the right to redress your government for your grievances.
Absolutely. And again, it's raising up that IQ of the Constitution and awareness. And there are so many ways to do that. There's a constitutional project that's launched out of Marion County. I encourage you, if you're looking for information or how to get more, influence your Sunday school class, your church, your community leaders, you know, get involved in these processes and these classes. I know at the River Church, Liberty First Society, on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., there's training on the Constitution. I really think, Joe Ray, when we get an understanding of what our rights are, and I love to say this, It's a correction. We often say our constitutional rights, but really it's our God-given rights guaranteed by the Constitution.
Yes.
So even in that, we need to reacquaint ourselves with all of that and know how to present it in a logical way that people can grab onto instead of just regurgitating talking points, because that's what the left does, right? They have their narrative. We've got to be more than that.
We do, and I heard somebody, I think it was just yesterday on a podcast, say that the Declaration of Independence is sort of like the mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are. This is what we see.
Mm-hmm.
And we are given certain unalienable rights that among these, that means it is not limited to.
Exactly.
It is that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Beautiful.
And then the Constitution is the guideline that backs up the mission statement in that Declaration of Independence. And I like to point people to the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. It says that we are to be secure in our persons, in our personal belongings, against unlawful search and seizure, without a warrant, without warrants, naming the place and or thing to be seized. When was the last time you were given a warrant to seize your face?
Wow. Powerful. That's an awakening. And then on top of that, our own persons and our own person, our physical body is our own. We possess
it.
That.
That's my point. To be secure in your persons, that is your human body.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have never been given a warrant telling me that they have the legal right to seize my face, and these are the charges against me, then they don't have the legal right to seize any portion of my person.
Let alone inject a foreign substance.
That's right.
For the safety. I saw something, it was a little on the crude side. I saw a meme that basically, you know, that if you were told that 99.9% of you need need to wear a diaper, but you're 99.9% chance not going to have an accident, basically is what it said. But you have to wear the diaper. And then moreover, you have to wear the diaper because your neighbor or the person that you work next to won't have an accident in their pants. You know, I was, of course, you can imagine, fill in the lines, how crude it was in the meme. But the truth of that is, and I simply say, okay, if the logic of wearing the mask, the logic of getting the injection to save everybody in the community, because you're going to kill people if you don't do these things to your own body, right, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Well, then, Joe Ray, why don't you go ahead and put sunscreen on so that I don't get burnt?
Right. Right.
When we go out in the sun next spring. I mean, it just, the common sense is out the window. And I think it's time that we stand strong and we get to common sense solutions that people can grab a hold of. And I don't think, I mean, a lot of people are like, it's just, we're so far gone. There's no hope. I don't agree with that. I believe there is hope.
There is hope. Now, what we can't do is go back to the way things were.
There's no going back.
There is no going back. Because if we go back to the way that things were, we're going to end up where we are today.
Exactly.
It will just take some time to get there. Now, it's going to take some time. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be next week.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a couple of years. But we're only going to get forward in the proper way by standing our ground and stand firm.
Right.
So stand firm. Don't waver. Don't be in the middle.
Right.
Don't be tossed about by every doctrine that comes along. Know your legal constitutional rights. Know what different U.S. codes are, such as deprivation of rights under color of law. Look that up. Type it in. Deprivation of rights under color of law. What that says is if I go somewhere and there's somebody acting in authority, such as law enforcement of some sort, maybe they're just a security guard, and they're telling me I do not have the right to be in a public building without wearing a face diaper, they're violating my rights. Because, see, there's other laws that say that a business that is open to the general public cannot discriminate. So when they discriminate because I don't want to wear a mask, now they're violating the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So now you add that in. What stores could say no? Costco, they are a membership store.
Oh, I gotcha.
Bi-Mart is a membership store. A health club that only allows its members to come in because they are a membership store. Only those people that have paid us a fee can enter. The grocery stores?
They're public.
They're public. Restaurants are public.
Interesting. So these are important facts to know, friends, so that we can stay alert and aware and exercise our rights. And I know so many people are like, I just want it over with. I want to wake up from this bad dream. And it is challenging. We live in challenging times. Now, Oregonians, I want you to know, it's this way here in Oregon, but I've traveled so much over the last several months. It's not like this everywhere.
It's not.
And we have this perception, and then when people do go other places or if they've moved away, they have a little bit of PTSD when they go out in public because they are expecting to be hounded or shamed for not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And it's like freedom. It's really an incredible thing.
Hold your head up high. Go places, take your mask off, and if you get cleared out, just think that those people are going, God, I wish I had the guts to do that. And so, Stacey Ann, I am probably the only U.S. Senate candidate on the Republican ticket that is this verbal, this solid in fighting for your rights.
I love that about you. And the beauty of that is you are consistent. You can go back in every campaign and see your message is the same, you're consistent, you're continuing to fight in the trenches in your local community because you have a background of being in Oregon, you've been involved and engaged in the process, you've been involved in your local party. You know, this is Joe Ray that you can count on when you get to D.C., right?
I'm a fighter. And if I'm wrong, I'm mature enough to go, I was wrong, the information that I received was incorrect or I misunderstood. I'm okay with that because I'm a human. And we have to be able to admit if we made a mistake, and it's hard to eat humble pie, but I've done it.
Right.
And I'm okay with it. And then I go on.
Right.
But it is so vital because we are on that precipice. And we've been saying for years that this election is the most important election in our lifetime. And every one of those statements is true because we've gotten closer and closer to the edge of the cliff.
How do people get involved in your campaign?
They can go to Perkins4USSenate.vote. And there is a contact form in there and they can just drop an email and we'll get back to them. And we need volunteers. Think of building a business. We are building a business running statewide, and so we need people in every county and as many cities as we can possibly get.
My special guest, Joe Ray Perkins, will be back after this.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Welcome back, Movers and Shakers. I am Stacey Ann. Glad to be having you hanging out today on this Saturday. As we continue the conversation, I want to say thank you to Capital Pawn for being a show sponsor. They offer upscale, valuable shopping in a friendly environment with a focus on sustaining our local community. They are a family-run, family-friendly pawn, loan, and trade business here in Salem, Oregon, and they have other locations. I encourage you to go ahead and visit the South Salem location, but then go online to catpawn.com and find out the nearest location to you, including Albany. Loans are quick and easy way to borrow money, and you can get your questions answered gladly by giving them a call, 503-385-1394, or go to catpawn.com. My guest today is Joe Ray Perkins. Joe Ray, you live in Albany, right? You do live in Albany, don't you?
Yes.
And you've been running for Senate. You've made your declaration that you're going to run for Senate. We talked a little bit before the break, ways that people, I wanted you to give us some illustrations on ways that people can get engaged. If people have a particular skill set, maybe they've not been involved in politics before, what are you looking for in help?
Well, one of the areas that I'm looking for is social media.
Mm-hmm.
I have at least 12 different social media accounts. I don't have time to post on them.
Right.
In fact, people are going, we're not seeing you that much on Facebook because I'm shadow banned.
Mm.
And I know that I'm shadow banned. And same with Twitter.
And that means what for those that maybe aren't on social media?
That means that I post, I can see the post, a few people can see the post. But most can't.
Well, and I've watched some of the YouTube channels, some of the Liberty Loving YouTube channels, and they'll say, share this and make a comment because that helps with the algorithm, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So also, if you happen to see Joe Ray's posts, share them.
Share them.
Make a comment because yep. it does help with the algorithm. So you need someone
does.
Who has some who understanding.
Who has some understanding of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, with 12 different social media accounts, if I had one person who says, okay, I will make sure that, and they would be in charge of, let's say, five other people.
Mm-hmm.
And those five people would then take two of the social media platforms. And so when we post, that would automatically get reposted. Somebody would go, okay, I'm going to post to Getter and to Truth Social.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those two are taken care of. And somebody else says, okay, I have Parler and I've got Clout Hub. So they mm-hmm. post it. Many hands makes light work.
And so do they just go to your website and send you an email and say,
yes.
hey, I can help you with that.
Yes.
And we'll go from there. I think that's a great idea. Eventually, as we get closer to the primary next spring, you're going to need people to help with signs, do door knocking,
yes.
all of those. But also events. Like if people have things that you can go talk to,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Events. So I plan on being at the, unfortunately, it's a reverse parade in Albany this year, the Veterans Parade. So I will be with the Lynn and Benton County Republican parties most likely, and that's going to be November the 11th. Backing up to Sunday, which the 7th, I will be at the West Nodell Gun Show in Albany at the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be there that Sunday from, I think it's 9 to 3 on Sunday.
And so, the Freedom, you're going to go to the Freedom March?
And I'm going to go to the Freedom March mm-hmm. on the 13th. So those are just a couple of things that are coming up. The other thing that we need, and we need people now, believe it or not, is to people to start writing letters to their local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start now.
Mm-hmm.
Not
letters to
not
the editor
in April,
type thing,
not
yeah.
in May,
mm-hmm.
now. Short. Don't make them long. Most of them say 250 words. Make them super short.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 sentences is great.
And here's somewhere somebody could help. Maybe you're a good letter writer.
Yes.
And you can help with a campaign in writing these letters that people are like, I'm not really good at writing a letter, mm-hmm. but if you have one written, I'll sign it,
yep.
you know, kind of thing. That's
yep.
happened
and,
too.
And that works really well. And we're talking all the small newspapers around the state. There's a lot of them.
How many counties are in the state of Oregon?
36.
So I've thought often that a strategy in each county, you know, with each county party developing heroes in a sense or mm-hmm. or champions for Joe Ray Perkins in each of the counties.
Yes.
And so if you have friends in other counties, maybe they're not right here in Salem, you know, make sure that you have an opportunity if you hear of events in those areas and those counties that Joe Ray knows about him so that they can get to know her and have those meet and greet coffees in the future. You could be helpful in that way, right?
Absolutely. And I will travel, I have to travel the entire state, which I mm-hmm. happen to love, and I love driving. So it works out really well.
Beautiful.
And I will go. If somebody says, hey, can you be here on this date? Of course, we want to work the schedule out so that
sure.
I'm not going from Albany to Bandon, and then I have to be in Union County.
Right.
You know, the next day.
You got to have a strategic plan.
Yes. Strategic plan, and those are always fun to work on. We did that last year, and it was a lot of fun.
And so the best way to get a hold of you is what?
You can drop me an email even. It's Joe Ray, JoRae, at Perkins. Perkins4USSenate.vote.
And then your website is?
Perkins4USSenate.vote.
Okay, so I encourage you folks to get involved. Here's an opportunity to make a difference. And when Joe Ray is in the Senate in D.C., she's going to be the same consistent person that she's been here in Oregon, and she is going to cut through the minutiae of the narrative and the noise and get back to taking care of things for Oregon, and I'm excited about that. And Joe Ray, I bless you. I wish you lots of success and certainly lots of help and lots of provision.
Thank you.
To continue the walk forward in faith, knowing who you are and whose you are. I appreciate your sparkle every time I see you. And it's a real honor and privilege to know you and call you friend.
Thank you. Likewise, I love you, Stacey, and I'm so bummed that we're not going to see each other as often.
I know.
But, you know, there's always video.
Yes.
Video hellos.
Yes. And we'll do the best we can to keep everybody informed of what's going on, engaged, even through the miles.
Well, we can do that. And I'd like to leave a thought here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a contested primary.
Sure.
And that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But people ask, well, Joe Ray, why should we vote for you? Well, last time, and with four of us in the race, I won all 36 counties.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that was done was when Gordon Smith was our United States Senator, sitting Senator, and had one primary opponent.
Wow.
It's the last time that all 36 counties were won by a Republican candidate. Even though he was a sitting Senator, he was still a candidate. I also received, number-wise, the most number of votes than any other previous Republican candidate in Oregon history for the U.S. Senate. Percentage-wise, the only person that had more votes than me percentage-wise was Gordon Smith.
What a great reminder that we can make a difference, and you already have a track record, and you'll continue to run the race with pride.
And I have statewide name recognition.
Yes.
So join Team Perkins. We'd love to have you. Even if you go, gosh, I don't have any experience, you have experience in areas that you don't realize, and many hands make light work.
Excellent. So we're inviting you to take part in a wonderful U.S. Senate campaign today. Give Joe Ray a call. Thank you for tuning in today, friends. Our time's already wrapping up. Can hardly believe how fast it goes. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann. I encourage you, friends, to send me an email, stacey@kslm.news. Let me know if you have community events that are happening. We'd love to promote them. And also remember to grab this link and share it on your social media page. Help others learn about Joe Ray today. Have a wonderful day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, you and I, we're overcomers.